Here's a thought I'll title, That Which Is Not Media. And I got to thinking about this the other day because I was watching a movie that was filmed in the 70s, and it had two things in it that I thought were interesting and curious. One of the automobiles in the movie, the actor plugged a cassette into the sound system in the car, and I was immediately taken back to those days when I had a cassette player in my car. And then later on, there was another individual who plugged in an 8-track tape into the sound system in their truck. And I thought, isn't that curious? Because I also remember 8-track tapes. And if I owned a cassette or an 8-track tape today, I don't, but if I did, they would be absolutely useless because I don't own any player for either of those two types of media. Of course, we cannot have art, in this case music, but the same thing could be said about photography. We cannot have art without some medium of expression. So it has to be manifest somehow in molecules or electrons or something in order to become a consumable bit of artistic intent. That said, let me ask this question. What makes the artwork important or meaningful or valuable or even memorable? There is something that the medium is carrying into existence, the music on a cassette tape or on an 8-track tape. That is the important part, not the medium of delivery. Whenever I'm thinking about this issue, particularly when people express a concern about publishing their work in a PDF format, citing the fact that the PDF format is finite, it'll probably disappear like all other media, cassettes and 8-track tapes, etc., have, and only be available to people who are interested in historical media and maintain those old playback devices, etc., etc., PDFs might disappear. Well, that's true. But the content that is important and meaningful and valuable and memorable might not. Whenever this comes up in conversation, I think of Billie Holiday's singing as something that is independent of the record or the tape or the CD or now the digital stream. Well, the same can be said for photography. What really counts is not the medium of the print or the PDF or whatever. That's strictly the means to distribute our work. What really counts as makers is the content that touches our heart and that we hope touches other people's heart. Just as Billie Holiday does, even though we don't listen to her on wax cylinders, 78 records, LP records, reel-to-reel tapes, cassette tapes, 8-track tapes, or any other medium that might come our way in the future. To me, it's real simple, and I've talked about this before, so I hope I'm not beating a dead horse. But what counts as artists is not the medium of delivery, but rather the content, the connection, the emotion, the message, the intent, whatever you want to call it. That's what counts in the art world. And I think it's just a given that the medium of delivery is likely to change with the march of technology. We've seen that in our lifetime. I remember when cassettes were the brand new hot thing, just being introduced to the marketplace. Yes, I'm that old. But some of you I know can relate to that. And what was new and hot and innovative at one point in technological time eventually becomes replaced, obsolete, no longer important, but the content is. And the worthiest content will survive and become translated into whatever is the medium of the moment. So as makers, we have to pay a lot of attention to the medium of production because it's important that our work be manifest in one way or another. But the choice and execution of medium is of secondary importance to the content of the artwork that is independent of the medium of delivery.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.